Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Deep Blood Kettle by Hugh Herry. The story first appeared in Lightspeed magazine in April 2013. The version I read was reprinted in Wastelands Volume 2, edited by John Joseph Adams. Deep Blood Kettle is a first contact story. It tells a tale of how what was originally assumed to be a meteorite heading to Earth is actually a rock that has been directed by an alien race. With the assured destruction that's on the way, the aliens make contact and give Earth an ultimatum. Give us half your land and get rid of all your weapons and you can live. Now, being humans seems to be part of our DNA. We look at the rock and think of how can we exploit this rock? So they analyse it for minerals and what it contains and what money that can be made from it. The story is told from a perspective of a farm boy who uses a lot of his experiences on the farm to make some quite insightful analyses of what's going on in the world. One of them that I really liked was he was talking about all these TV pundits talking about what's going to happen, and he used the analogy of it being like a rabbit when he's playing his field, a rabbit jumping from left to right, not knowing which way to go, and then ended up getting run over by the plough and turned into mush in the soil. You know, he makes an obvious parallel between his plough ploughing through the earth, destroying everything living within its wake in order to plant new seeds, and then the parallel with the alien meteorite that's heading to Earth. You know, it's a really well-told story. I like Hugh Herry's stuff, some of it at least. I really liked his Wool novel, the first one in the Silo series. I felt that series, you know, the first book was really strong, the second book not quite so much, and then the third book was significantly weaker. But the first book, if you've not read it, if you've not read Wool, check it out. It is really good. Have you read this story? What did you think? Get in touch. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm also on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. Friend me on there. You can also follow me on Goodreads, where I post reviews of books that I've read. I'm also posting all these episodes on my website, which is johncronshaw.com. And if you enjoy the show, please share the links. I post the links on Twitter. You can also leave a review on iTunes. That'd be great. So until next time, cheerio.